Right off the bat, healthcare became the main topic of conversation. Ashland local Donna Williamson is one of the 54 million people without healthcare. She says that without a public option, there is no healthcare reform.
I get up every morning and I say to myself, you can't be sick, tired, or old today. This is not a good day to fall down your stairs. This is not a good day to get in a car accident. Because if you do, you would have no money to pay for any medical care whatsoever.
Cable public school teacher Beth Hansen-Love opened up about her autistic son.
The autism question needs to be looked at much more seriously because children like my son are growing up very quickly without the services they need. I am a school teacher who is looking at the possibility of selling my home to provide my son with medical care that my insurance should provide.
But others are also worried about how much a public option would cost their families. Glen Flora native Stacy Zimmer wonders how the government could pay for this.
It just adds more debt and responsibility to my children, who are 5 and 7. They're already in hock $20,000, at least, for what we've done with stimulus and the omnibus bill, and now we're talking health care. At some point in time, we have to stop and think about the fiscal responsibility of what's going on.
In Marengo, Catherine Hanula, Wisconsin Public Radio.